sorry.
A bit more. Bit more white.
Most people in the world should be a bit more organised, Ken. I would have thought.
I would have thought so.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the world, can we?
No, we've got to get on with the world.
You don't have to focus on the pin at all. That's just that's not a club initiative. That's just supporting just that cause. So there's no, it's not a club partnership.
Really. Don't ask me about it because I won't know.
Exactly. That was my point.
Thanks, guys. No worries.
Let's do it, eh?
Ken, any changes tomorrow night?
Yeah, there'll be three. There'll be three changes. We'll bring in the much-awaited debut of Billy Frampton, which everyone's been calling for and waiting for, so that'll happen. We'll have Jake Need come back into the side. And you've caught me on the hop with the third change.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah. No.
So will Paddy play?
Yes. Yeah, Paddy will play.
Paddy and Bill.
Paddy and Bill will play.
Paddy play more up forward.
Well, Bill, they both can, but more likely Paddy will play more time up forward.
Who's out?
Again, I should have brought the team with me, but Riley Bonner's missing, Aidan Johnson's missing, and Tom Rockliffe's out injured.
No doubt
Polly's playing.
What's Rockliffe
got? Got a shoulder issue. Shoulder. It's been causing him some problems for a little while, and it needs repairing.
So he'll have surgery soon, or?
As immediate as possible, early next week, I'd imagine. Yep. So he'll be done for the season, regardless of what happens and what plays out.
Have you seen his first year here?
Oh, look, he's had some issues from the start till the finish, to be honest. And he had a little patch where he got some good footy going, but he shows enough that we know what he's going to bring. I'm sure his second season will be even more positive for us.
Is that the same shoulder as during pre-season?
Yep.
Billy Frampton, obviously, was much spoken about.
Yeah.
Touched on. What can you tell us about why you've given his first game and his form?
Oh, look, it's as I said, right from the start of the year when everyone was, we've had the issue with Paddy right through the season. We've wanted Billy to build his season and be in position where he gets a chance to compete at AFL level. And this is going to be a real challenge for Bill, but it's one we're excited by. And, we look forward to seeing what he can bring. Obviously, Essendon have got Bell Chambers out too, so that probably helps Billy a little bit that he's going to come up against not a season or game-to-game ruckman. They're going to have to bring in someone who's been out of the AFL scene, so it'll give Billy a chance to come in, and albeit that's probably a Leuenberger-type ruckman, so he's still going to be high quality.
And Ryder will play more forward like Collingwood?
Well, they'll share the role.
Yeah.
They'll share the role. We'll share the role around a little bit. It helps us to give us a bit more of a focus in our forward line because we understand that we haven't got, obviously, Charlie there. So we're trying to cover that with using a bit of Paddy and a bit of Billy in that spot. Because Billy also kicks goals, he does go forward and clunk a couple in the sandful, so hopefully he can do that in his AFL debut. It's pretty exciting, as much as there's been a story about Billy all season, about when he should or when he shouldn't get a game. This is his opportunity, and I'm sure he'll take it.
And your mentality tomorrow night, obviously there's all this talk about, the Geelong Gold Coast game, but I guess you just have to focus on ticking your box, is that right?
Yeah, we can't control anything but what we have, and that's tomorrow night, and we've just got to perform at a level that gives us a chance to win the game tomorrow night. We understand the side we're coming up against. Their season is done, but they've been probably at the informed team of the competition, so it's going to be an enormous challenge for us, but one we look forward to taking on.
And then, Ken, barring that, then you go through the post-mortem of going through the season immediately after. I guess you have to then wait for the Geelong Gold Coast.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, unfortunately. The good part is that we've got some hope, and we have to maintain our focus in that space for this game, and that's what we will do. And we'll talk about all the other stuff, and we'll revisit all the other stuff at the right time, like any club would.
Ken, Lady said earlier in the week you're still trying to figure out where Motlop, Watts, Rockliffe and these guys sort of fit. How big a challenge has that been?
Oh, it's not so much. I mean, like we understand where they all play. That's not an issue. It's whether we can, as a team, come together and still get better with those people, which we expect. Everyone expects that will continue to develop. But, we don't look at the boys this year and go, okay, well, it hasn't been absolutely perfect for us. But we look at the whole season as a whole and go, there's parts of the season that we've done well. The first two thirds of the season done really well. The last third of the season has been really disappointing. That's what we look at. We don't look at the three individuals or any other players. We look at it as a team.
It's unlikely you'd bring him in unless you knew what you were going to do with him, wouldn't you?
With the three boys?
Yeah, with those
players. Yeah, no, we know what we've brought them to the football club, and we've said all along what they've brought them here to do. They fill their roles within the team that they're best suited, and that's what we'll try and do with them.
So fitting in, the comment fitting in is more just like a matter of them gelling in the system, is that sort of...
I think it's more a comment about that there's still improvement. And we expect improvement, but we expect improvement from a lot of players in our team still going forward.
Thanks, guys.
not just those three. Well, I can understand why you ask about those three, because they've been new.
Is there any clarity on Jared Pollock's situation?
No, there's not. That'll play out again. Jared's been in really good form. He's been able to play week in, week out, really strong football for us. So we expect that again from him tomorrow night. And then he'll have some decisions to make after that. But he's got a big role tomorrow night to play for us.
The longer it goes, the more likely it leans to 1-1.
We're educated people, ain't we? It's what it looks, you know, looks and feels sometimes like that. But you know, all I would say about Polly, other than tomorrow night's performance is most important, he's always said that he wanted to stay and hang around and play at Port Adelaide.
So you're holding out hope?
Like the season. You know, nothing's done until it's done. And that's where we are. We're in the fight, and we're gonna continue to fight really hard.
So where does the improvement come tomorrow night? What have you got to do to make sure you beat Essendon?
Oh, well, we can, first and foremost, we've got to make sure our contested ball stuff's okay, because we've been beaten badly in that space over not just, you know, the last week. We've been beaten in that space for the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's been the biggest drop-off for us. It's hurt us the absolute most, and we have to get better in that. We have to welcome the contest better than we have. We've got to be stronger in the contest. We've got to be more effective in the contest. So it's all, you know, as I said to the boys through the week, you build your game. You build your game from your contest, you build your game from your hunt, and then you finish your game. We haven't been able to build the game.
Justin Westhoff's been great. He's nearly 32. Could he actually win your BNF? Is he in that conversation this year?
My hope he would be. He's had a great season for a bloke who's at each stage of his career. He's had an unbelievable season. What Westy does as well as anyone is that he consistently performs at a level. And when you talk about awards like that, you have to consistently perform. Him and two or three others have done that really well this year.
Does he have a contract for next year at this stage?
He's working through that. I don't think there's any issues. That's one I'm pretty confident about.
Yeah. Why has he played so well this year?
Justin always plays pretty well. I think Adelaide people would support the fact that Justin Westhoff is a really consistent player. He has some really, really good games, but he doesn't have very many really, really poor games. And that's the key to that's his career. That's what he's been able to do. He's a fantastic person to have at your football club.
Ken, Port obviously at the moment has pick 10 in the draft. That may change. If Parnett goes, you may get pick 9. There's all this talk about priority picks. You know, Gold Coast might get one for Lynch, and then maybe Carlton and Gold Coast another one, push everyone back. What's your thoughts on whether a priority pick should be at the start of the first round or maybe later?
Look, I just don't think they're decisions for me as a coach to even consider and worry about too much, other than I often say is that let the people who make those decisions make those decisions. I respect those decisions. You know, as best as possible, we like it to be an uncompromised draft. That's all we would like to have.
Carl Pepper back. Ken, did you say
that? Yes, Sam Powell Pepper's the one.
That's the one. Obviously, he, you hope, will give a bit more on that contest stuff.
That's his great strength. I mean, Sam Powell-Pepper's great strength, and we watched him play last week. You know, I think we're again seeing the benefits of a player who needed a bit of a spell, needed a bit of a rest, came back out and played really, really strong football last week at Sanford level. And, I'm sure there's one thing I'm sure that Sam will come out and be hunting the ball really hard tomorrow night, and that will be exciting.
Ken, if it is the final game of the season tomorrow night, how important to finish well and for the players that play, because it'll be the last thing in your mind to bet down for next.
Yeah, can I eliminate the if it is the last game?
Yeah.
It's really important to play well whenever you play. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I reckon that's the key to any football side. You want to represent your team and each other really strongly, and you want to represent our fans really strongly. There's always and there will always be winners and losers in a football season. But every time you play, there should be a way you want to play, and we want to play really strong, tough footy tomorrow night. We understand that we haven't for the last month and a bit played the football we'd like. This is a chance for us to say we want to play the way we should be playing.
Ken, you're outstanding publicly. How are you coping with all the pressure, you know, losing and, you know, media talk about this, that and the other?
I don't. Andrew, there are a lot of opinions, and we understand that, and this is the game that I'm in, and I like the game. I love the game that I'm in, so I welcome the bad and the good. That's exactly what I do. I don't like it, but I welcome it, and it's part of the game, and I appreciate that. But, you know, as I said, opinions are that. They are opinions. We as a football club work damn hard week in, week out to give our best results, and that never changes whether I'm winning or whether I'm losing, whether someone says I'm a good or I'm a bad coach, whether we're a good or a bad team. That never changes. We go about it the same way.
Do you think the criticism's fair, Ken? Some of the stuff's done at Port Adelaide's going backwards despite, you know, the high-profile recruits and the narrative about potential top four and now maybe missing the final?
Let's reflect later. Let's reflect and see what's fair and what's not fair. Right now, we're disappointed with where we sit in our position because we put ourselves in a really strong position. Those same opinions were really strong at about round 15 or 16. We've done a great job, so we've dropped off. We can't hide from that. We expect tomorrow night to play a better game of football, and that's what I'm here to do and make sure the team does. As much as it's hard. It's just the facts.
Can I steer you away from that and just ask you a question about, you would have seen about the amateur football and Salisbury West getting banned and played in 27 weeks. What are your thoughts about that at that level?
I heard some news, but I didn't see exactly what was being spoken about. But there's no place in this game for violence. Uncontrolled violence is no place in football. It's unfair and it's unreasonable. There's people's health at risk. If that's what happens, people should be ashamed of it. If you play football, you should play it in the right way, with the right attitude, that is to compete fairly and squarely on the football field as a sportsman. Sportsmen play the right way. They don't play the cowardly way.
Anything on the
Liberal
Leadership Challenge or anything?
Liberal Leadership Challenge. I reckon there's some change coming in the Parliament. Just be ready for that. I'm tipping it.
Michael Angelo Rucci for
Roots for the Prime Minister.
Thanks, Ken. Good on you.